وآخره بلا آخر يكون بعده الذي قصرت عن رؤيته أبصار الناظرين وعجزت عن نأته أوهام الواسفين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا حبيب إله رب العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين ولعنة الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في موقعه الكتاب المجيد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوا بها صدق الله العلي العظيم Condolences to the Imam of our time upon the Shahadat of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Adham Allah ujurana ujurukum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you brothers and sisters and myself and our marhumin upon the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our marhumin with a special blessing tonight. Salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. We are trying to investigate or examine or look at the personality of Hazrat Amir, because these are the special nights in which we have an opportunity to look at the character, to look at what sort of existence, what sort of wujud Hazrat Amir had. The first night was more of a discussion in regards to the ilm and the knowledge, where Hazrat Amir is at a level where he could see Tawheed by his heart, where he could see the Qiyamah, where he could see the Risalat itself, which is of a person who are on a greater level compared to a person who reads or understands. His knowledge is the knowledge of Hudur, not the knowledge of Husool. And also we looked at certain of the traditions from the Prophet, how Prophet compared Hazrat Amirul Mu'mineen to the Surah Tawheed. You know, the misal of Hazrat Amirul Mu'mineen is like the misal of Surah Tawheed. And the explanation was given. Last night, we started discussing the personality of Hazrat Amir on a much more deeper level. And also we were blessed to look at the Asma-i Ilahi, you know, through the discussion of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are trying to understand the personality of Hazrat Amir. As the Quran says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, they are the divine beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَدْعُوا بِهَا, and you invoke these names, you call these names from dua, فَدْعُوا بِهَا, and you come near me. And that's what we do on the nights of Qadr. That's what we recite, you know, Allahumma inni asaluka bi kitabika al-munzil wa ma fihi wa ismuka al-akbar wa asma'ul husna, right? That's what we are saying. In this book that has been revealed, there are the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is asma'ul husna. Through these names we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you may notice, after our discussion, you will be able to easily connect why do we take the asma of the masumeen alayhi salam, bi Muhammadin, bi Aliin, bi Fatimata, bi, you know, bi Ali, bi Hasan ibn Ali, bi, till the 12th imam, bil hujjati, we take the names of the imam, right? In the beginning we are saying, you know, lahul asmaul husna, we are saying, you know, the book that you have been revealed, and the name of Allah, the great name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is within it, for that sake. And then we are saying, the for the sake of the Asma'ul Husna that are in there, then we are saying that whoever you have praised in this book, for madahtahu fi, you know, in this book you have praised many of the prophets, right? And many of those who do not I understand or know them as well. And then we said, bika ya Allah. And then be Muhammadin. Now this Bika Ya Allah, when we are saying this Bika Ya Allah, is a Bika Ya Allah which contains within it all of the Asma-i Ilahi. It contains within it You know, Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Right? Al-Malik al-Quddus al-Aziz al-Salam al-Mu'min al-Muhammin al, you know, Ghaffar al-Jabbar al-Mutakabbir. All of the Asma that are there. This, all of the Asma is contained within Allah. So when we are saying Bika Ya Allah, our intention, our heart must be filled or have the knowledge of that. What sort of Lord that I'm calling? Just a quick note on some of our, for our youth, for our parents, to really teach our children the names of Allah. We have to make sure that they memorize the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with its meaning. You know, there are 99 names. And it is so beautiful. You know, I've been working on it. And alhamdulillah, the children that I teach have made sure that they have memorized up till 29. They know, they have memorized the names, 29 names of God, and we are working on it, and with its meaning. And they are at the age of 8. But when they are taking that name of God and the meaning, their understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely something else. Because when you say a child, you know, Allah, oh, he's the God, he's the creator, he's very powerful. Okay, that's it. But when you're saying to a child at an 8 years old, for example, he says, Allah is the one who is Khaliq, he is the creator. Then he says, okay, he is the creator. Allah is the one who is Bari. You know, he is the developer. He not just create, but he develops as well. You know, Allah is the one who is Musawwir. He is the fashioner. You know, he just develops, but at the same time, the fashion. You know, he provides that. He fashions it as well. You know, he's the fashioner as well. You know, he's Khaliqul Bariul Musawwirul. You know, he's Aziz. You know, he's the mighty. He's Alim. He's the all-knowing. So a child is able to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they know the meanings of it. You know, they know the meaning of it. The developer, the creator, the Qahhar. You know, he's the you know, the avenger, the most, the dominator. He dominates everything. He's Qahhar, he's the dominator, right? Yes, he's Khaliq. For a child, you will say, oh God, he's the creator and he's the most powerful. But he's Qahhar, he dominates. So now this child, when he connects to God, will be in a very different sort of relationship than just a child who just knows, okay, yes, he's Allah, he's the God, you know, then we have to worship him. So I would commend to my parents, to my brothers and sisters, to Sunday school as well, that they should and they must teach the children the Asma'ul Husna, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the meanings of it. You know, Salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So last night we talked about the Ism al-Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, they are Asma, Asami al-Zat, the names of the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we said it is Hayat, right? The Hay. And we said it is Ilm, you know, and it is Qudra, is, you know, the Qudra, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the Asma'i Zatiya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are Asma'i Fi'li. The Asma'i Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolute. It doesn't need any action or anything for us to really comprehend that he is Hay, or he is Alim, or he is Qadir. You know, he has the Qudra, you know. For example, Raziq. There has to be an fail, there has to be an action of giving risk through which we'll understand that, oh, Allah is Raziq. There has to be a creation through which we'll say that Allah is Khaliq. Through that action, we understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I know it might be a bit of a dry discussion, but brothers and sisters, like I said, you know, this is what Ahlul Bayt wants us to learn from. This mimbar, this pulpit, and these nights are for that very purpose. Our responsibility, you know, is that we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and more, day by day, minute by minute, you know. And in the nutshell, there is nothing but Tawheed, that's what it is. The whole message of Deen, the whole message of Quran, the night of Qadr and the Masumeen and the sacrifices is nothing and nothing but for Tawheed. You know, in one of Jangi Siffin, in the Battle of Siffin, an Arabi comes to Amirul Mumineen, he asked, what is Tawheed? The Ashab said, it's like fierce fighting going on. You know, heads are being chopped. You are coming and asking Hazrat Ali, he's fighting while he's engaged in the battle. You know, the Arabi asks, what is Tawheed? In that, the companions complain. Then what is this time to ask? Hazrat Ali said, what are we fighting for? Then Hazrat Ali, while fighting, while in the middle of the battle, he explains the meaning of Tawheed. The explain of Wahdaniyat. When we say one, it is not the numeral type of one, but it is a one that is unique. When we are saying one, that doesn't mean there is two, right? And when we are saying he is one and it has no other misal like him, no other example like him, there's no parable, right? Laysa kamithlihi shay. So therefore, I understand, especially when we are fasting, we are coming back from work, it might be a bit of a dry discussion, but, you know, I'm trying to make it, you know, easier and easier. If you, you know, come with me for a little bit, inshallah, we'll have a Now the asamiya fail, which are the names of the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well, is understood through. And we also find that there are certain asami or the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which have the mushtarak, you know, which have both qualities. The qualities of the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is within it, and also the qualities of the fail of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also within it. You know, such as, for example, ilm, such as qudrat, you know, a person who is strong, who is courageous, he is qadir, but that returns back to that zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, you could extract that from an action of a thing, one could extract that Allah is powerful. Although that is also the ism, that is also the name of the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time. So you have mushtarak names as well. So now, as Allah have clearly mentioned that these are my names, and you have to invoke these names to come to me. But at the same time, in the Quran itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have designated these names to the beings as well, to the unique and special beings as well. Like, for example, Allah says that, you know, Prophet, you are Ra'uf. Ra'uf is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Prophet is saying that, you know, you are Ra'uf. You know, Prophet himself is Ra'uf. You know, Aghniyahumullah. You know, Allah have given Ghina. Ghani is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah is saying that I have made the Prophet Ghani. You know, Allah is Ghani and Rasul is Ghani. Allah have made him that. Like, for example, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, you know, create. You know, is asking Allah. Hazrat Isa created, Allah, although Allah is the Khaliq. Or, for example, Wali. You know, and this particularly we find in regards to Amirul Mumineen. Innama waliyakum Allah wa rasulihi. Certainly the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of Rasul is the one who establishes prayer, and he gives zakat while doing ruku, for instance, right? That verse came according to the Ahl Tasannun and Ahl Tashi'i. This verse was revealed at the time when Hazrat Amirul Mumineen Ali ibn Abi Talib gave zakat in ruku. So you have these names, as we were saying, and there is nothing but the manifestation of these names, and every particular created being have all of the names within it, depending on the shiddat and dhaf, depending on the intensity of these names within it. That is why Hazrat Amir mentions in the khutbah that Alhamdulillahi al-mutajalli li khalqi bi khalqi. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who have done the tajalli, the theophany, the reflection or manifestation. For what? Li khalqi, for the creation. For the creation. For the created thing, بخلقه, with the creation itself. So he has done mutajalli, he has, you know, manifested himself for the creation through the creation. So nothing remains but that tajalli, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala itself, and its different darajat and grades. That's what it is. As we took the name of marhum, you know, Mullah Hadi Sabzawari last night. You know, and this is the philosophy of, you know, Ishraq, as they say. You know, Shaykhul Ishraq was the one who laid the foundation of this school of thought, the school of Illuminist philosophy, as it's known. And that is, the wujud is considered as one, and there are different grades of these wujud. And this is to prove or establish the understanding of that oneness of being in the Irfani aspect or in the mystical understanding, which is known as Wahdatul Wujud. Like, for example, the light and the grades of light. The light that is near that, you know, light bulb or fluorescent is also light, but the light that falls on the earth ground is also light. There is no difference. It's all light, but the intensity is different. So the tajalli and the zaman and the makan is unique and special, in which certain of the asma reflects, manifest. The tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the mountain of Tur for Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. That makan, that zaman, and that manifestation take place. Nevertheless, the very mountain itself, by itself, is nothing but manifestating or showing or reflecting the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by itself. But on top of that, you have a special theophany, you have a special reflection of the divine taking place. Because now it depends whether that mountain have the capacity to reflect that or not. As the mountain doesn't have that capacity to reflect that, it becomes, you know, ashes. But the only being which potentially have the capacity to reflect that, and that is insan. That is why insan is known as Khalifatullah. Now, among the insan, among the human beings, there are different darajat and level. And the topmost and the top notch on the highest level is known as the daraja, or the level of insan-e-kamil, that perfect man. And that, when we look at Hazrat Amirul Mumineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, he befits that. That he is that insan-e-kamil, in which the manifestation, in which the Asma-i Ilahi is manifestating. He is the Mazhar. That's why we call him Mazharul Ajaib. You know, Nadi Aliyan Mazharul Ajaib, as the Prophet says. Prophet gives that nida, and he is the Mazhar of Ajaib. They asked the sixth Imam or the fifth Imam that, in regards to Amirul Mumineen, that why is it that only Ali was known as Ilmullah? Imam Baqir alayhi salam mentions in regards to him that he is known, he called himself that, I am the Ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, as we said, Ilm is one of those mushtarak quality, one of those quality which is common in the fail and also in the zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kafa billahi shahida baini wa bainakum. Right? What does the Prophet say in the Quran? For me to bear witness, Allah is sufficient enough, and also the one who have the knowledge of the book. وَمِنْ إِنْدَهُ إِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ. When they ask the Imam, sixth or fifth Imam, I have the reference here, that what is the difference between Ashaf, you know, that jinn of Suleiman, who said, I will bring the throne of Sheba even before you blink your eye. Because from where? Because he had the knowledge from the book. One of the jinn says that I will bring the throne before you stand up from your, you know, seat of, you know, from your throne, before you stand up, I will summon the throne of Shiva, of Bilqis. The other said, no, I will bring it when, as soon as you blink your eye, your throne will be there. And it was because he had the eye of the Quran, because it says that he had the knowledge from the book. But here the Prophet is saying that for me it is sufficient enough that Allah is the witness and the one who have the knowledge of the book. Of the whole book, not from. And the Imam says there is no one but Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. And the Imam continues and explains, and he says to compare from someone who have the knowledge from the book, and the book is like a mosquito or like an insect, for example, and how much that fly or mosquito carries the water on its wing. That is knowledge from the book, which was able to bring the throne of Bilqis for Hazrat Sulaiman. Imagine compared to that ocean of knowledge, with Hazrat Amir is saying, I'm Ilmullah. To be the Ilmullah is not that, as we said, you know, last two nights before, it's not acquired knowledge for Hazrat Amir. He is the very source of knowledge. He is saying that knowledge flows from me. I am responsible to provide the knowledge. Whoever wants to educate themselves in any field that is required, it is through no one but Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. It is from Ali alayhi salam. You know, just like how a spring of water, it just continuously flows. That source, as we say, khuzanul ilm, that treasure, that source. And a treasure, it's not like, you know, it finishes. It is a perpetual treasure. It just continues. It is perpetual. And that is why we tend to see continuously the Imams and the Prophet, he himself mentioned that as much as we want to know, we have that power to know. We intend and we will know instantly. That is the knowledge. Because they are the very source of it. It's not like people who struggle and try to learn and they educate themselves. No. So Ali is the mazhar, is the manifestation of ilmullah. Ali is the mazhar, manifestation of the name of wali. You know, Allahu waliul ladina amanu. Allah is the wali of those who believe. And Ali is the wali. You know, he is that friend, he is that guardian. As he has that power to do so, then only he could bring that throne. See, we tend to think that there is a special name by which if we invoke, we could do miracles, which is known as Ism-e-Azam. Ism-e-Azam is not a name, but Ism-e-Azam is a maqam, is a station where a person reaches there and whatsoever he intends, it happens as if أَنْ يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ. Whatever that person intends, it will happen at that instance. And we have continuously seen in the lives of the Masumeen alayhi salam, the magicians on the food mat of Imam Radha alayhi salam trying to make fun of him. What did Imam Radha did? He commanded to that lion in the carpet to come out and eat that magician, isn't it? أَنْ يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ is that maqam. Because they are insan hai kamil. They are the souls who have reached that maqam. That level where they are manifesting the asma ilahi. Where they are manifesting the divine names of God. Ali is that manifestation. Ali is the manifestation of the name of Rahman. Rahmaniyat, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is of two types. One, you have the mercy, which is mercy atifi. But mercy itself, if one examine, you know, the mercy of Allah is very different to the way we have mercy or kindness. Our mercy is out of sentiments and out of emotionality. We see something and then our heart becomes merciful, right? There has to be something and then there's a change that takes place in us. Because of certain thing, a change takes place, then we become kind. But Allah is Ar-Rahman. There is no change there. He is Ar-Rahman, period. He's always like that. Just that's why it says, Man arafa nafsa, faqad arafa rabba. If one just look at how our heart melts and how kind we become. When we look at small children, you know, when we feel the pain, at that instant, we feel that way. Our heart melts. We are kind. Our heart opens to serve and give for a limited period of time. But Allah is someone who is always like that. Right? On the day of judgment, you know, remember when we are saying Bika Ya Allah, it is also the night of Qadr. You know, the Shahadat of Ali gives us the opportunity to really discuss Allah. He is really the one who is the Imam, who taught Tawheed. On the Day of Judgment, Shaitan and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to each other. Shaitan says, all those who have committed sins, they should be put in hell, because that was the wada of Shaitan. But Allah says, not the mu'mineen. Then Shaitan says, why is that not so? Then Allah says that let's have a muhakima, you know, let's have a judgment and let's call the judges to decide, right? And then the hadith goes that the muhakima was called, the judges came, Shaitan and Allah. And Allah says, this ahkam is also reflected in mazra, in zara'ah. You know, when in ahkam you have a ruling where a person goes to another person who is the owner of the land, and he brings the seeds and he plows it, right? And then the fruit that they are using, there should be terms and conditions of using of these fruit. Is it for one season? Is it for more season? If something remains at that, next year also fruits come, to whom these fruits belong to? Or so this discussion is reflected there as well. So here, if a person plows seeds in a usurped land, right, that fruit doesn't really belong to that person. So Allah says, the land, the hearts, is the hearts of the mu'mineen, is given by me, is my land. You have plotted the seeds, the fruit and the shaitan and what that they have done, it belongs to you. But mu'mineen are mine. Allah says, I have created everything for you, O believers, but I have created you for me. So therefore, rahmaniyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a constant state. He's always Rahman, He's always kind, He's always merciful. Right? He's always merciful. And that is why Allah says that whoever becomes hopeless from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is sin. That is a sin in itself. And Allah provides different opportunities for us to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And night of Qadr is one of that opportunity. Tonight's night is one of that opportunity to connect back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To do astaghfar, to do tawbah, and to start again. The land of Arafah, the day of Arafah, is one of that opportunity. Once again, if we kind of keep in mind the discussion of the asma, and how it is reflected, and certain asma and certain makanat have special presence of these asma, such as the shrine of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, the dome of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, under which the du'as are mustajab and not rejected because of that makan. The makan of Arafah, there are certain reflections of the asma ilahi over there, that if a person stands one step the other side, he has to pay kafara. He has to be on the other side. He has to be in the makan of Arafah. He has to be in that zaman as well. As it says, that zaman is a unique zaman where the sins of every haji that is there is forgiven. Even that be nasibi. Unless he continues to be after that. Because Allah have promised. Because on the day of Arafah, during the time of Arafah, if a person thinks that maybe my sins are so vast, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive me, that is a greater sin. That is a sin in itself. So that's how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And when we look at the life of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, we see that reflection. The reflection of mercy, as we said, that infinite and in the state of being mercy all the time. One is a type of mercy where a person is merciful from the emotional point of view, with sort of the effects that one sees. We find that as well as ana basharun mithlukum qul ana basharun mithlukum yuha ilay. You know, I'm nothing but like a bashar like you, and wahi comes to me. And the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam have that aspect as well, right? So there's that mercy which we see. Oh, Hassan, Amirul Mumineen, on tonight is saying, when milk is given to him, have you provided to Ibn Muljim? Go give him first. He's very intimidated. He is scared. Take care of him. Right? He's worried about him. This is mercy. To its perfect level. Then you have the mercy which is intellectual mercy. That mercy is also reflected in the wujud of Amirul Mumineen. That the source of guidance is nothing but mercy. Not just Ali, as he is reflecting the name of Rahman, which makes him to reflect the name of Hadi as well. Because he's been mentioned in many of the hadiths, if I get the chance to read few, that he is Hadi Ummat. He is the guide for Ummat. Because Rahmaniyat and the intellectual mercy have Hidayat in its essence. What type of Rahman he is if he has not sent guidance? He is Rahman. As he is Rahman, he is sending guidance. As he has sent guidance, he has the right to ask us why we did not and why we did. Because Hidayat have already been sent and reward us. This returns back to that Rahmaniyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Amir here is that mercy which within himself he has the name of Hadi of Allah. He's the Hadi. He's Rahman. And one might look at, okay, you know, what about all these battles and Siffin and Nahrawan and or Karbala? Even that, if you look at the hellfire in Surah Rahman, this verse comes. And the, you know, the flames of the hellfire, after which he says, فَبِعَيَّ عَلَىٰهِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبُونَ. Right? This is Surah Rahman, this chapter of mercy, which contains within it the message of the punishment of hell. So the hell and the existence of it is also because of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's because of His Rahmaniyat. That is the intellectual mercy. That is the deeper side of the mercy. Because there cannot be any wujud without mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will cease to exist. It will be nabud. Existence itself, whatever that type of existence may be, fire or apple or Huralain, whatever type of existence that may be, that existence and that being as a wujud, as being there, as an entity, is nothing but because of the mercy of Allah. Because that wujud somehow is connected to the wujud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of which that exists. So that refining and the trials and tributes and the pains and the suffering, all in all, are nothing but mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why a mu'min suffers before he dies, so that his sins are forgiven. It is out of his mercy, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. We tend to see mercy of Allah relatively, in accordance to us. If it hurts us, then we say, oh, this is not right. If it doesn't hurt us, he says, this is really good. Right? The earthquake, so on and so forth, which is naturally required for the sustenance or the subsistence of the earth. If it destroys something of us, then it is bad. If it doesn't destroy, it is something that is very much needed and is good and should happen more. So Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam is reflection of that. Al-Haq, which is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where the Prophet says, Al-Haq wa ma'al Ali wa Ali wal ma'al Haq. Haq, truth, is with Ali. And Ali is with truth. And he does not say, the Prophet doesn't say that, let Ali turn where the Haq turns. But the Prophet says, let Haq turns where Ali turns. Because he is the essence of Haq. Haq has to turn that way where Ali is turning. He is that criteria. O Ammar, when the fitna takes place, in order to recognize that, the hadith says, you know, leave yourself or surrender yourself to the Quran. You know, Quran is the book where it discerns haq and batil. But it is not just the Quran. Inni tarikum fikum al-thaqalain. Kitab Allah wa itrati. They are one. They appreciate each other. And they have become one. Meaning that their actions have become the Quran. And Quran is in their actions. Innama waliyukum Allah. Surah Dahar. It's why these verses came. Because they acted. Like we said, as it is the night of Qadr as well, like we said, if one wants to see the zahiri outward existence of reality, it is in a form of takween, in a metaphysical reality, in the spiritual form, that is the Quran. If Quran becomes the physical reality, it becomes the creation. Not just this creation, but it also becomes the Akhirah and Jannah. Because the levels of Akhirah is based upon the Quran. Iqra wa warqa. That's what the Quran is. Right. So the Ahl-e Bayt alayhim as-salam, they are that Ummul Kitab, as we said, who have that knowledge of the whole book. That is why the names that we take, Bika Ya Allah Bi Muhammadin, is that. The sir and the secret is that. They are that kalimat. They are those Asma'ul Husna. That is why we take one after the other. And I will end here, and perhaps we can discuss it more further, because we also have to participate in giving our pursa, our condolences to the Imam, through expressing sorrow through matam. And tonight being the night of Qadr as well, what an opportunity that we welcome the night of Qadr with tears, with crying on Ahl-e Bayt alayhi wasalam, with the news of Shahadat of Amirul Mumineen. The greatest of night, the night of power. As we said, if we want to constrict everything, it goes back to that nukta of night of Qadr. And on that night, Allah somehow, out of His wisdom and hikmat, gives us the opportunity to shed tears for Ahl-e Bayt alayhi wasalam. Shedding tears is that important. It melts the heart. It is the vehicle through which we could connect. And as they say, the 20th night, the early hours of 21st, before Fajr, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein have already buried Amirul Mumineen. Muhammad ibn Hanafiya says that our father asked us to take him to the room where he used to pray all the time. Whenever the time of death comes, it is recommended that we go to a place where we pray all the time. At that place, the ruh leaves the body very easily. Because that is the place where we used to connect to God. Now we are really connecting to God. That is why it is recommended to go to a place where we always used to pray, so that our ruh leaves the body very easily. So Hazrat Amir says to his children that, take me to the hujra, to that room, to that place where I used to pray. The bed is placed there. The mat is placed there where he's resting, his feet facing the Qibla. It is not easy for the children of Amirul Mumineen to see the father in this state. First time ever and last time ever, Hazrat Amir praying while sitting. It was not easy for the children. And that hour comes where Hazrat Amir says that tonight is that night, and I would like to call all my loved ones. They all came. They all gathered around Amirul Mumineen. When it was difficult for Asbagh, when it was difficult for Hujr ibn Uday to really see their master in this state where they cannot differentiate between the cloth that was tied on his head is yellow or his body is yellow. Muhammad ibn Hanafiya says, tonight I saw the feet of Hazrat my father turned red because of the effect of the poison that it was in. The doctor was called once again. And finally, when the doctor looks at the wound and he's about to leave the house, he calls Imam Hassan and he says, only few hours, your father will be with you. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Imam Hassan says, O Tabib, whisper it. They are my sisters who are behind this curtain, behind this veil. What happened to them if they hear this? They all gathered around Hazrat Amir, and here Hazrat Amir is calling one after the other and giving the hands of all of them in the hands of Imam Hassan al-Mushtaba, that he will be the Imam after me. And we also mentioned last night in regards to that, he called Abul Fazl Abbas, and he gives the hand of Abul Fazl Abbas in the hand of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Finally, he calls Imam Hussein alayhi salam very close. Then Imam Hussein went a bit close. He says, come closer, O my son. And he comes close and he whispers something in the ear of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. They asked Imam Hussein after the death, after the Shahadat of Hazrat Ali, what did the father mention to you and no one else, not Imam Hassan and nobody, but to Imam Hussein. Was it something that we should not know? This is something that you should not know. But the time will come and I will inform you. And that time came. And that was in the plain of Karbala when Imam Hussein called Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha. And he says, "Oh Zainab, remove your rida. I want to kiss your shoulders." He said, "Oh father, oh son, what you're doing? This is the last wasiyat of Hazrat Ali which you've been asking. That what did the father said in your ears? He asked me to kiss your hand. This is where they're going to tie the ropes." Hazrat Amir doing all of the wasaya. And that time and that hour comes that he recites the hadith of the Prophet. When that hour comes, they will start to see your loved ones. And here the father is saying, "I could see Rasulullah now. He has already come. I could see Fatima, who is already here. I could see Ja'far al-Tayyar. He is already here now." And now he's parting farewell. As he's mentioning this, the children are crying. And the father is saying, "It's not easy to see you cry like this." And finally that hour comes, he says that when that hour and when that minute arises, when the soul departs the body, there will be sweat on the forehead of the person. And I could see that the sweat is coming. And Imam Hassan Mujtaba holding the hand. And the children all around Amirul Mumineen. And he breathes the last breath. And inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Zainab throws herself on the body of Imam Ali alayhi salam and cries that, "Oh father, we have become yatim now. When we lost our grandfather, you were there. When we lost our mother, you were there. Who will be there for us now, oh father?" And then as according to the wasiyat of Amirul Mumineen, he says that, "Bathe me and give me the hunut," which was brought by Jibreel to the Prophet. And this hunut was left for Fatima. And it is left for Amirul Mumineen. And it will be left for Hassan Mujtaba. But what about Hussein? Because Hussein, the ghusl will not be given to Hussein. There will be no hunut for Hussein. And here, as mentioned by Hazrat Amir, recite 7 takbir on me, and which will is not recited on anyone except my great grandson, the Hujja, upon whom the 7 takbir, Salatul Mayyat, will be recited. And then finally he says that, "Put me in the coffin and hold the coffin from behind, leave the coffin from the front. Samne se mere tabut ko nahi uthana, peeche se tum uthana Hasan aur Hussein." Peeche se tabut ko uthaya gaya, samne se do noor tabut ko uthaye hue hain. Tabut ko jungle ki taraf le jaya ja raha hai, ek aisi pinhan aur chupi hui jagah. Aur yahan pe Hazrat Amir kehte hain, tabut khud ba khud ruk jayega, Hasan aur Hussein tum bhi wahan pe ruk jana. Jaisa hi jahan tabut rukega, tum wahan pe already dekhenge ki khabar khud hi bhi tumko milegi. Ye malaika khabar ko khod ke taiyar rakhenge. Aur jaise hi tum mujhe is khabar mein daloge aur phir uske baad is پیچھے ہٹو گے تم دیکھیں گے میں وہاں پہ نہیں رہوں گا میں ملاقات کرنے کے لیے چلا جاؤں گا رسول خدا سے پھر اس کے بعد یہ خبر کس کی ہے روایتوں میں ملتا ہے یہ خبر حضرت نوح علیہ السلام کی ہے بعض روایتوں میں ملتا ہے یہ خبر ہود اور صالح پیغمبر کی ہے اسی خبر میں حضرت امیر کو دفنایا گیا ہے اور پھر اس کے بعد جب حضرت امیر کو خبر میں اتار دیا جاتا ہے اور پھر اس خبر کو بند کیا جاتا ہے امام حسن امام حسین تڑپتے ہیں کہ پھر سے یہ چہرہ دیکھنے کو نہیں ملے گا میں یہاں پہ کہوں گا کہ تابوت بھی اٹھایا گیا بیٹے بھی موجود تھے کیا شان سے تابوت اٹھائے ہمارے مولا کا امیر المومنین کا مگر ایک لاش کربلا کے میدان میں پڑی ہوئی ہے نہ تابوت ہے تابوت تو دور کی جگہ ہمارے امام زمان زیارت ناہیہ میں فرماتے ہیں میرا سلام ہو شہید پر جس کے بدن پہ کوئی کپڑا بھی نہ تھا پھر اس کے بعد کس طرح سے آئے میرا سلام ہو اس شہید پر جس کے جسم پہ سر نہ تھا امیر المومنین کو دفنایا گیا ساسا ابن سوہان جو سب سے کافی بڑے صحابی رسول ہے جو خاک کو اٹھاتے ہیں اپنے آپ پہ ڈال لیتے ہیں کہتے ہیں کہ آج داماد رسول آج وہ شخص جو سب سے زیادہ قریب تھا رسول کے وہ اس دنیا سے چلا گیا ہے آؤ چاہنے والو آؤ شیو علی کے شیو ماتم کرو علی کا, ان للہ و ان الیہ راجعون, ماتم علی یا علی.
Hey, hey.